irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Gin Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Now, for 13 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you need some tips, advice, or resource information on how to elevate your career status. Now, the guest on our show include, but are not limited to, Emmy Award winners. We have Grammy Award winners. We have Tony Award winners. We have reality TV stars and a wide variety of people that are working various careers in show business, which they're all professionals, which include film, television, music, and radio producers and directors. We have casting directors. We have literary agents, casting agents, PR agents, talent managers, screenwriters, publicists. We have actors, comedians, singers, novelists. We have script supervisors, stunt people, entertainment attorneys. We usually have those on at the end of the year because for some reason people cycle. And they, towards the end of the year, I guess they're about to start new projects. And everyone's like, can you please bring an entertainment attorney on? And we need try to get some free legal information, which we accommodate. So no problem. Listen, around December, we usually have an entertainment attorney. Now, the list just continues. If you have missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to any of the past shows. Number one, we are on all the free mobile apps, so get them at the Google Play Store app or the App Store. We're on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, Google, Audible, that's a hard word, and Stitcher.com. Now, also, I want to recommend that you can listen to us by going directly from the website you're listening to. You have to go to the archive page. So you're on LA Talk Radio right now. Look for our show title, Question Reality, and you can find any of our past shows from 2008 until now. And the way they're set up is it's the name of the person and their title, so you can look and see specifically what type of career you're interested in hearing the expert talk about, and then you can listen to that show. We kindly ask that you please subscribe to our pages. First, our podcast on Apple Podcasts. That would be fantastic under Question Reality, Question Reality Radio Show. Also on Facebook under Question Reality Radio Show, or my name, Priscilla Leona. And also Twitter, too, under my name, Priscilla Leona. And LinkedIn. So basically hit me on all the social media sites. Just give me a little thumb up. That would be great. Everybody needs a thumb these days. A thumb and a like. That is what makes the world go around. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show or if you want to refer someone to be a guest, they can promote themselves, they can showcase their projects or their products, and help listeners by providing career advice, go to our official website. Now you got to focus. I need you to focus, because the website I'm about to tell you is our website, questionrealityradioshow.com. It is the show website, questionrealityradioshow.com. Not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This is the website where we air our show. So again, you have to go to questionrealityradioshow.com. And you can also see our annual guest schedule. And you want to go to nights. Again, if it is a career that you're interested in, you would want to know what date they're going to be on. So to be booked on our show, just click the contact link. Really, really, really easy and short. We just need your name, email, title, and website. How much easier could it be? I don't know. Okay, so finally, let's get on with the show. Today, we have a gentleman named Gray Robinson. Gray Robinson, Esquire. I love that. I feel like it should have sound. He is an internationally published award-winning author and success expert, attorney, obviously, and he's certified as, are you ready? An NLP practitioner, hypnotherapist, and a timeline therapist. I know most of you are saying, I have no idea what a timeline therapist is or an ICF coach or an NLP practitioner. Well, we're going to find out today. So without further ado, let's welcome Gray Robinson Esquire to the show. Wow! Stadium applause! For you, Gray Robinson Esquire.
Well, thank you, Priscilla. It's truly an honor to be on your show. I'm sitting here basking in my own glory.
I guess you are. Well, I didn't even talk to them about just a little bit. If you would allow me, I would like to impress them even more by telling them that you are a third-generation trial attorney who specialized in family law and civil litigation for 27 years in your native state of North Carolina, which I have tons of relatives, and we're going to talk about that later. Now, Mr. Robinson, just to let you know, he got burnt out. See, the reason we're bringing him on the show is because I have heard so many people over the years say they are getting burned out from their careers. They've been struggling actors, musicians, directors, producers, novelists, you name it. There's not a career I haven't heard of that someone hasn't gotten burnt out. So Mr. Robinson got burned out from that profession and he quit in 2004, and he spent the next 16 years doing extensive research and innovative training to help others facing career burnout and also personal crisis. It's not just that you might be having. And he teaches you how to heal. And he's taught wellness and health internationally to hundreds of private clients for years. Now, here's what's the cool part. In 2017, at the age of 64, this is why I'm always saying never give up, because you can reinvent yourself. Reinvent. If Cher can do it, and Madonna can do it, you can do it. He used the tools and strategies he learned and passed the Oregon Bar Exam. And he is, again, a licensed attorney. And he's focused on helping lawyers facing stress, anxiety, addiction, depression, exhaustion, and burnout. And believe me, with attorneys in the family, I can tell you this is a regular occurrence that I personally his lawyer coaching work by visiting his website. I want to give you that now so you can get a head start. It's lawyerlifeline.net, lawyerlifeline.net. And you can also contact him via email at gray@lawyerlifeline.net. So there you go. So what do you think about that little brief bio?
Well, that pretty much sums it up.
Okay, the show's over. We'll see you next time. Well, yeah, but your career is so impressive. But we got to get down to it, Gray, because, you know, a lot of times people get a little intimidated or overwhelmed by titles that they don't understand. So with you being, our first question is, with you being a multi-hyphenated professional, and listeners not totally understanding what each of your titles mean, can you please briefly explain what each of your certification titles entail? So let's go in this order. NLP practitioner, ICF coach, timeline coach, and it's pretty, people know what a hypnotherapist is, but, you know, we'll do that anyway. So can you tell us just a little bit about that and what you do?
Certainly. I would like to update that because I have upgraded. I'm now a certified master NLP, ICF, hypnotherapist, and timeline practitioner. So I have a few more diplomas on my wall. The easiest way I can explain it is neuro-linguistic programming, which is NLP, has been around for several decades. And it's a process by which you can discover by the language that you use. And when you can identify what is going on in your subconscious mind, you can help people get into alignment with what their conscious mind wants to be doing. Because the unconscious mind is 90% of our mind. The conscious mind is 10% of the mind. So what we think we know is only one-tenth of what our mind is actually doing at any one time. We are constantly inundated every second with millions and millions and millions of bits of data. And our brain, our conscious mind, can only process a very small fraction of that. But our unconscious mind is like a huge data bank that is storing and processing and accessing and shifting and using all of this data to come up with conclusions and associations and opinions about what the world is. And we develop these brains, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, as a survival mechanism. And so although we don't have to run away from velociraptors much anymore, we do have angry bosses. We do have casting calls. We do have clients. We do have fear. We do have emotions. We do have biases, all of which makes it pretty, we're pretty complicated beings. And so what the NLP science is how to help people achieve what they want. And you do that by questioning them as to what visual, their auditory, their kinesthetic, their gustatory, their olfactory, they perceive the world in different ways. And so the NLP coach and master coaches will help people understand why it is they perceive the world to be what it is. Some people think the world is a piece of cake. Other people are scared to death to wake up in the morning. And it's all because of what's going on in the subconscious mind. And so I've been trained to help people get through that, find out what it is that is going on in their subconscious mind, and help them align that with what their conscious mind wants to do. It's kind of like when people come to me and they're burned out or they're stressed out or they're unsuccessful or they're frustrated, there's a reason for that. And that's usually because the conscious mind is not in alignment with the unconscious mind. And by that, what I mean is that when you set a goal, in other words, when you want to be cast in a certain role, or you want to make a certain amount of money, or you want to be a certain profession, that's your conscious mind at work. The problem with it is if your unconscious mind is not on board with that, is in conflict with that, you're going to get stressed out pretty quickly, and eventually you will burn out. That's our memories, that's our emotions, that's our dreams, that's our biases, all of that's working in the background. And it can either, if it's in alignment with our conscious mind, then we can easily and effortlessly achieve what we want. And we all know people who can do that. It's people who seem to expend very little effort and they achieve great results. Other people, no matter how hard they try, how many hours they work or what all they do, they just never seem to get anywhere. And that's usually because there is some sort of conflict between what the conscious mind believes and what the unconscious mind believes. And that's also where the other degrees that I have trained in come into play with hypnotherapy and timeline therapy and ICF coaching, is that all of those are designed to help you find out what's going on in your subconscious mind and how to train your unconscious mind to be in alignment with what your conscious goals are. And that can be in any area of life. It could be career, it could be money, it could be sex, it could be whatever it is that you put your mind to. The problem with it is a lot of people are not aware of all of the things that have happened to them in the past, especially in their childhood, because a lot of the problems that people develop come from the age between the ages of birth and 7 years old. And you'll find a lot of people who are under a lot of stress and are frustrated who can't even remember what happened to them during that period of time. And that's because whatever happened to them was unpleasant or traumatic or threatening, and they've repressed those memories. That's our conscious mind is very good at stuffing unpleasant memories and unpleasant thoughts and negative feelings and all of that so that the conscious mind doesn't have to deal with it. But what happens is that often conflicts, and we get into situations where it seems like you've got one foot on the gas pedal and one foot on the brake, and you're both pressing down as hard as you can. And guess what happens? You just spin your wheels and nothing happens. And so what I do is help people understand that they need to let the foot off the brake so they can go 100 miles an hour towards their dreams and aspirations. So I hope that kind of explains what it is I do.
It is. It does. And everything you said, I was completely there with you, Gray, because every word you said, I, of course, already know because people have told me exactly what you said. That's how they feel. They feel like I'm working so hard. I don't understand why I'm not making it. I mean, I study my lungs. I practice guitar a million times. And I have personally come across people that I don't understand why these people are not, say, A-list actors or musicians, because they are so talented. Yet it does not, 20 years later, they're still at the same career level. And I don't for the life understand it. And I say to them, I really wish I had the answer as to why nothing is happening with your career, because if people would only know the talent that you have, you're more talented than most of the people that have the quote unquote A-list actor title, but they're never discovered. And there are so many singers, actors, you know, sculptors, artists, and they try. They want to be artists and just do the craft, and they don't want to focus on the business perspective or aspect. And in today's world, we are in a socially digital footprint era, and you do have to work very, very hard to get your stuff out there. But there are people that are doing it along with having the talent, and yet nothing. They get no traction forward. So they come to, here's what they always end up coming to me 5 years, 10 years later, and they say, I was just born with bad luck. I was born under just there was a song in the 70s. I can't remember the title of it, but it was called Born Oh, God, I hate when I can't remember song title. But anyway, it was a song by a rock band, and it was a, just a person that was born under a bad zodiac sign, which I don't believe. Yes. But they've come to believe that. And I'm like, no, no, just keep trying, keep trying. So, I mean, how many times have you heard that story? And, you know, what do you do? When a person is doing everything that they're told to do and yet nothing happens, what explanation do you have for that?
People, and I have worked with a lot of actors. I lived in New York for a number of years and helped a lot of actors get cast in plays and movies and that sort of thing. And the thing that I found is, and this is an example of what I was talking about earlier, is that what we are, you know, what we are afraid of, generally, a lot of times, examples. One is the biggest phobia is public speaking or getting up in front of people and saying something. A lot of people who are actors consciously love it. But if their unconscious mind is scared or terrified of getting up in front of people, there's something that happens and it interferes with what I call their charisma. And, you know, that's one thing that A-listers have is charisma. And people find it very hard to explain what it is, but my definition of charisma is that everything with what you want to do. And so your subconscious is on board with getting up in front of people. Your passion is getting up in front of these people. And when all of that is in alignment, you're charismatic and you can steal the show. The other thing that people are afraid of is that they don't think they're good enough. Somewhere along the line, some teacher, their parents, a friend, a commercial, a TV show, or something happened that they form the subconscious belief that they're not very good. They're not as good as an A-lister, and so they'll never be an A-lister. Now, if you ask them, you can even put them on a lie detector test, and they will tell you very convincingly that, no, they don't believe that, but I can assure you they do. And that is why they are unable to land that plum role.
I used to volunteer at Johns Hopkins in the geriatric department when I was in college. And I ran across people who said, Priscilla, there are people who, and this is a thought, this isn't for what everyone is supposed to believe. I'm just saying this is what I was told. They told me that their thought was that people who go through life and never find their passion is because they believe in past lives, and that if you never find your passion, it's because you're considered an old soul and you've worked all of those jobs in a past life. Now, with you being a hypnotherapist, I'm sure you've come across people who have, or you possibly could have come across people who have had a belief, or actually you experienced someone who had a past life. So one, my question is, do you believe that people who never find their passion, even though they work 25, 30 different jobs, do you believe that it's possible that it's because they worked all of those jobs, or most, you couldn't be like, you know, some of the modern jobs you couldn't have done, but do you believe that that's a possibility via that hypnotherapist aspect of your expertise, that there are people who work so many different professions in past lives that that's why they never find their passion? What are your thoughts on that? Because I too am curious about that, and I don't have an answer either.
Well, actually, Living to Die and Dying to Live, the book I wrote on my website, I did a lot of research into past lives. And I'm just going to give my understanding of it. And I'm not saying that anybody has the Buddhist concept of past lives and reincarnation, is that we are souls who are all trying to get back to God. And there's basically a, we go through cycles. In other words, it's almost like if you check off all the check blocks, you get to go back to God. And if you live a life and you check off that box, then you get to go to another life and you get to do that and you check off that box. And then, you know, and once you have lived a certain number of lives that have achieved the result, achieved the experiences, not the results, but the experiences that you came to experience, then you aren't reincarnated anymore and your version of heaven is, and, you know, hang out for the rest of eternity. I would say, though, that people who find no satisfaction in anything are looking in the wrong place, because it's not the job that's going to give you the satisfaction. It's your heart that's going to give you satisfaction. And by heart, I mean it's your self-love. Because really enlightenment, the term enlightenment, which many people equate to omniscience and a complete understanding of why everything is the way it is, and you transcend, and life is truly beautiful. True enlightenment is simply you love yourself no matter what. You can be just as happy cleaning toilets as you can being the president of the United States. And sometimes I think it's one mm-hmm. better than the other, but, you know, I'm not going to debate which one is better than mm-hmm. the other. But I think that if your heart is in whatever you do, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to be happy, and you will find fulfillment and passion. It's kind of like people who go through life thinking the next job is going to make them happy. It won't. It's that old definition of insanity, is keep thinking the same thoughts or doing the same thing and expecting different results. It's where people go astray is that they, for the primary reason people incarnate on this planet. And if, until you can do that, the rest of the stuff is not going to fall into place. It's going to be a struggle. You're going to be miserable, and you're not going to achieve what you want. I have used to have a radio show called Soul Spark, and our tagline was, in order to find the one, you have to be the one. And so the concept is that if you think that you're unhappy, if you believe that life is hard, if you believe that life is miserable, if you believe that you're never going to be fulfilled, if you believe that you're not going to find happiness, guess what? You won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people, I wish I could have 5 minutes with these people who have, personally, I've had 20 different jobs. I've been a cattle rancher. I was a chef. I was a teacher. I've been a lawyer. I am now a life coach and a therapist. I can't even begin to start telling you all the things I've done, and I enjoyed each and every one of them. I really, you know, found fulfillment in each and every one of them. It's not the job that fulfills you. It's you that fulfills the job. And so it's people who can't find happiness anywhere, they need to look in their heart. They're looking outside of themselves. They need to look inside of themselves. And that's where it is. You know, it's kind of like the biggest well-kept secret in the planet is happiness is inside yourself.
That's right.
It's not out there.
I tell you, I have this. He is, I can't go into too many details, but there's a reason he was diagnosed with something without saying too much. And he was the type of person where describing. He has had so many different jobs. He's never been happy. He thinks he deserves to be a star. He says he's more talented than, you know, this and this person, that person. And he was diagnosed by three different psychiatrists as having a certain mental illness. And yet he just keeps going back and recycling, wanting to be an actor, wanting to be a musician, wanting to be an actor, wanting to be back and forth and back and forth. So you do kind of start to think, even though you don't want to, you start to think, well, are these the psychiatrist level of are people who are unhappy with themselves and their careers and thoughts of what illusions of grandeur? Is it really a mental illness? So how do you, as a an expert, are you able to tell when you start talking to a person like that, this person cannot be helped because this is a mental illness? Are you able to tell that right away? And if so, do you continue to try to help them, or do you refer them to say that maybe they need to get expert psychiatric help? What do you do in that aspect of your life?
I will talk to anybody as long as they want to talk. I think that people misunderstanding mental illness, and I have had lots of debates with my psychiatrist friends about what exactly is mental illness. I think that most people who exhibit symptoms of mental illness don't have mental disease. They're just traumatized, which can be healed if you know what to do. The problem is that people are not willing to learn how to deal successfully with trauma. And although I will say that psychology and psychiatry have come a long way in the last 5 to 10 years with recognizing the effects of trauma, and I'm talking about emotional trauma and physical trauma, upon people's psyche. And so, you know, there's a whole huge amount of research being done right now that is how the brain heals itself, and it's really encouraging. So I would not, you know, if somebody is, I would say if somebody's self-violent, self-harmful, then I would drive them to the hospital myself.
Right.
If they're, you know, but as otherwise, I'm, you know, I would love to talk to anybody that, I think people are mislabeled. I think that people have a real lazy way of dealing with conflict and challenges, and all they want to do is slap a label on them and put them in a box.
Yeah.
And life is way more complicated than that, and I think people are way more complicated than that, and it's not complicated in a bad way. It's just not so simple as slapping a label on somebody.
Right.
And so, you know, there's good in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find it, then that people can become functional.
Absolutely. Well, and I love how television shows, radio shows, just the talking, the stigma is being taken away from mental illness in general, and people are opening up about feeling depressed or feeling whatever they're feeling, and now it's becoming known, hey, this is an illness, just like if you have a cold or you get COVID or you get it's an illness. So you need to not treat them like they're lepers and try to lock them away. So I really love that that's coming out. I see that on in film and television now, and I'm just so happy that people are addressing that, because but I personally think everybody's got a mental problem. Anybody who says they're, quote, normal, there's no such thing as normal, because I guarantee you, you may think you're normal, and there's five people that think you're a weirdo. And I hate to use that term, but, you know, they're calling you that. If they don't, if your behavior does not align with theirs, they're going to call you something. So Just don't worry about it. Somebody's going to call you something. If they're picking on you, they're leaving somebody else alone, in my opinion. Okay, so we've got to end the show. But before we go, I noticed that your website, you have three different types of sessions: the vision session, the change your mind package, and the breakthrough. Just really quick, I love that you got three packages. Can you just tell us briefly about each one of them and how a person would decide on which one is the right one for them?
Well, it depends on what people want is the way that these packages are designed. If people don't know what they want, get a vision session, because we sit down and we talk about the things that are important. We talk about values. We talk about what excites them, what they'd love to do, and how to get it. The second package is more about, well, let's find out why you're unhappy. And the third package is the breakthrough, is we go deep. We go deep into your unconscious mind and we find out what it is that's preventing you from living the life that you want to live. And then we come up with strategies that are going to make you sooner than later achieve the life that you want.
Okay. And each one of these sessions are, do you have a time? Are they an hour, 15 minutes?
The vision session is generally an hour. Mm-hmm. The second package is probably 2 or 3 days. And then the breakthrough is a 12-hour training that we can break it up, whatever's convenient for you.
Oh, excellent. Oh, well, I tell you, my goodness, Mr. Robinson, we could have you on forever. We're going to ask that you please feel free to come back whenever you want. We would love to have you on as much as possible. You are truly, my goodness, you are so clear and concise and terse in your explanation of things, and I really appreciate that. And you really get to the crux of the question, and that's so hard to do sometimes with people, so I really appreciate that. Please go to his website, lawyerlifeline.net or jamesgrayrobinson.com, and check him out on YouTube, and also go to his Facebook page. Give him a little thumb. Thank you so much, and we would ask that you please say goodbye to your fans. I know you got fans out there.
All right, everybody. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon on Question Reality. Thank you, Mr. Robinson. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you in 2 weeks because I'm going on vacation. All right, sweeties. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.